Organized care workers Glyn Doherty, trade union organizer. Working in the care sector, particularly for private companies, is a precarious existence. The hours are long, pay often at minimum wage levels, and health and safety regimes severely lacking, leaving workers open to assault, false accusations of abuse and even unfair dismissal. As local authorities privatized care functions, specifically home care, over the last two decades, the trade unions found themselves on the outside. The main council workers' unions, Unison, Unite and the GMB, were far too slow to react to changing circumstances. Workers who went from councils to new employers with their job, saw little benefit in remaining with unions that had failed to prevent privatization, or even to fight it, and now had little influence. More recently, unions have belatedly taken a more active approach to organizing in this sector, driven by membership falling through council cuts. But it is still for the most part haphazard, unplanned and done from above without the active involvement of care workers. Over the last period, unions have concentrated on seeking legal redress over issues such as traveling time, sleep-in payments and holiday pay. Some of these have been victorious, and mean many care workers could now be in a position to recoup back payments owed them by employers. The tribunals and courts can be an important battleground for workers' rights, but to enforce those rights consistently needs trade union solidarity and action. Simply relying on all kinds of unscrupulous employers to change their ways because of a legal decision is not good enough. Indeed, almost every care provider has looked at ways of offsetting legal instructions to pay higher wages by cutting other terms and conditions or making redundancies. The union should be using legal victories for huge recruitment campaigns. The sleep-in case, where workers were only being paid a supplement for having to stay overnight, rather than their hourly rate, will result in workers being able to claim up to 6 years underpayments. This is quite often a significant amount of money to low-paid workers. But bringing to task such companies and organizations, and making them pay the legal minimum wage, is only half the story. Many survive on a shoestring budget, although, of course, in most private companies someone is doing very well. But most will not be able to continue providing a service without making staffing cuts, which obviously impinges on the level of service. There needs to be a political solution alongside unions redoubling their efforts to organize the sector. Jeremy Corbyn needs to lay out a whole raft of policies on social care for the coming election. They would be hugely popular with service users, care workers. And the huge number of unpaid carers having to cover the gaps in care for their own relatives, often leaving or reducing the hours of their own employment to do so,